Okay, Yom Tov Shosh Hashana, Cholik Yom Tov Shein Shashari Yom Tovim B'Shai Chusei L'Yom Tov Rishin, L'Etzim Teichnei V'Nyana Shel Achag. Means, it says that usually, a Yom Tov Sheini, it's not as much of a Hemshech to Yom Tov Rishin, it's a much lower dag than Yom Tov Rishin. A Sheink B'Rash Hashana, like we're going to see, the Shaykhs of Yom Tov Sheini, it's like a direct Hemshech of Yom Tov Rishin. Meila, same thing in how much is part of the Yom Tov. In a regular Yom Tov Sheni, it's not as much, the Teichen of the Yom Tov is not made on the Yom Tov Sheni as much as it is in Yom Tov Rishon.
The Reise is 2 days, right?
Sorry? Not the Reise, but they had it even Mizman HaBai, we'll see soon. It's not the Reise, but it's, but Akhapanam will see, there's a difference. Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah, it's like a direct Hemshech of Yom Tov Rishon. Man, look, it's not like a lower Indian of the Yom Tov, it's like a direct Indian of Hemshech of Yom Tov Rishon. Maybe also the Shaychus to the Yom Tov itself, and Yom Tov Sheni is more on Rosh Hashanah than it is in any other Yom Tov. K'muvim ha'alocha l'maisa, sheba mishtavim ko Yisrael, when it comes to halacha, all Yidin are equal, as opposed to other Inyanim and Teira, where there's different svaras, different ways of learning, when it comes to halacha, all Yidin are equal. As we find in halacha, sh'aneil v'anechla b'yim alef to Rosh Hashanah, also gam b'yim b'yis to Rosh Hashanah. Ma'sheke b'shan Yom Tov Sheni, sh'mutim imanoshach. So there's a din of b'yish aneil to b'yom tov, that it's awesome. So let's say a bale was nailed on Yom Tov Rishon, and Yom Tov Sheni it's mutter. Why? It's the whole reason why we make Yom Tov Sheni today, even though nowadays we know what the calendar is, we know exactly what the Yom Tov is. But it's a minig, we're keeping up the minig of Avisein, we're keeping up the minig of the original minig of Yom Tov Sheni. What was the original minig of Yom Tov Sheni? Because the shluchim couldn't come to far places by the time it was Yom Tov. So they didn't know if Rosh Chodesh was 1 day or 2 days. If it was not 1 day, if it was Lamed or if it was Mali or Chassid, if the Chodesh the previous day, month was 29 days or 30 days, so they didn't know what the Yom Tov is. So they kept 2 days. So yes, that the whole original minig was based on a suffix. So this, if we have no Indian now to be machmen more than they were there. So then, because then it was a suffix. So if a bale was nailed to be Yom Tov Rishon, it was Yom, was mutter be Yom Tov Sheni Manoshach. Because if Yom Tov Rishon was really Yom Tov, so now Yom Tov Sheni is not Yom Tov, so what's the problem with the bale? And if Yom Tov Sheni is Yom Tov, is the bale was nailed to be out of Yom Tov? It wasn't nailed on Yom Tov b'chol. Manoshach was mutter. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's different. Rosh Hashanah, we say that it's, even if it was nailed to be Yom Tov Rishon, it's also be Yom Tov Sheni. Tam b'zehu. We treat the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as one long day. Because we treat it as one long day, so you can't say just because it was nailed to be Yom Tov Rishon that it should be mutter be Yom Tov Sheni. Why is it that we treat it as one long day? So the Gemara explains like this. The Alter Rebbe brings in Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara Rashi explains like this. You had Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the month. So the way it worked was in the Beis HaMikdash that there's a shir that they would say by the Karban Tamid. Every single day I have a different shir that they would say. Now, when it came to Rosh Hashanah, the Tamid Shal Shachris had the same shir as Chayil no matter what. They didn't change the Tamid Shal Shachris shir if it's Yom Tov or not Yom Tov. Why? For a very simple reason. Because you never know by Shachris if it's Yom Tov or not Yom Tov yet. Because the Eidim are going to come, they can come the whole day. And if they come the whole day and they tell us that they saw the moon already last night, so it's the chesed meaning that today is Yom Tov. So then in the morning was Rosh Hashanah. If they don't come, then today was Chol. So and we're never going to know if it's Chol or if it's Yom Tov. So well, they were mesakim bechlal that there should be a different shir by the Tamid Shal Shachar of Yom Chol or Rosh Hashanah. But Tamid Shal Mincha, they were mesakim. It was a different shir. It was supposed to be a different shir for Tamid Shal Ben Abay, the Tamid of Mincha. It was a different shir. If it's Rosh Hashanah, it's a special shir. And if it's not Rosh Hashanah, it's the regular week this year.
The shir is the
fifth of Tishrei. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
We only said the
Shacharis
one. We never said it.
Yeah, yeah. It's the Chura. Yeah, yeah. So what happened was one time Edom came after Mincha. Usually Edom came before Mincha. Edom came very late. Came after the Tam Shal Ben Abayim. They'd already said the shir of Chayil. So it was a big problem. It was Nizbar Lam afraid that was Yom Tov. They said the wrong shir. So Chum made a takana that from now on, we're never taking Edim after Mincha. If Edim come after Mincha, it's commandalas, so we don't, they have Chacham have the power to do that. That doesn't, they have the power to even Dots negit for the reiser. They could say we're not mekabel eidim and finished. But yes, that's sof kosof. It's weird that if eidim come and they're telling us that it's yamtiv, and we're saying it's not yamtiv, we're saying only tomorrow is yamtiv. So they made a takana that if eidim come taka after the talmud shel ben abayim, even though the reiser is not yamtiv today because they weren't mekabel eidim and therefore it's not yamtiv. But takana the rabbanon that from when the eidim came till the rest of the day, you shouldn't be mezalzel in it and you shouldn't do malach. So that comes out, the original takon of Yom Tov, of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, was not an inyan of Safik, it was an inyan of Adar. In such a case, when Eidim Taka came after Mincha, after the Tamshul Ben Abayim, we knew Taka that Yom Tov is only the next day, because we're not Mekabel Eidim after Tamshul Ben Abayim. Why are we keeping 2 days, or one and a bit of a day, right? Why are we keeping a Kaponim Tzir Klali of 2 days? Because Chachamim said we shouldn't be mezalz on the first day. But it was Medin Vada, not Medin Saf. If it was Medin Vada, so there's no reason why a Beit Shemel Dan Yom Tov Rishon should be Mutar as Yom Tov Shein. No reason why it's Mutar is only Medin Meman of Shach. We say, if today was Yom Tov, if today is Yom Tov, then yesterday wasn't Yom Tov, it was Nedu B'chel. If yesterday was Yom Tov, then it's already now Chel. But here, we know for sure that both days are Yom Tov. We know for sure both days are Yom Tov. We treated Yom Tov like Yem Yem Echadarach, not a Inyan of Safik. Sorry? No, there wasn't always a second day. There wasn't always in the Beis Hamikdash. In the rest of Eretz Yisrael, there's two differences between Rosh Hashanah and other Yom Tov. One difference is that because Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh, so therefore even places which are very close to Yerushalayim had to do Mesafik 2 days, no matter what, because the Shluchim weren't able to call Mechutz Latchum. Now, Shaykh by other Yom Tovim, it's only the places which are very far that they can't get there before Yom Tov, that we didn't know when. If it's one day or two, we didn't know what day of the month Yom Tov is. That's one thing. But that doesn't explain why Yom Tov Hashanah should be different in the terms that it should be a Vada and not a Safik. That only explains why, even Bezman Abayis, most places did 2 days. But this din that we're learning now, that it's Yom Tov Kemech Adaruch, means because the original Takana was different. It wasn't an Eifin of a Safik, it was an Eifin of Vada. That's because sometimes on Kaponim, the Beis HaMikdash, even in the Beis HaMikdash, you didn't have to go Mechutz Lachum. The Beis HaMikdash itself, they had 2 days, and not an Eifin of Safik, but an Eifin of Ad. Right. So what is that? Sorry?
Why can't you say it's a middle to the Lash Chicha, and therefore you don't have to be on a very odd...
It might have been a middle to the Lash Chicha, but we were Masakin, Chacham Masakin, to keep up this minig, that there should be a enough two days. Yes, yeah. What do we see for this lapel? What's the Rebbe trying to bring out? That we see that the Yom Tov Sheni is treated not as like a secondary union. In other words, it's Yom Echadarach, so it's Mamash Hamshech of Yom Rishon. It's not like something lower than Yom Rishon. Let's see the other one. The Pnim, he said that Halach L'maisa is something Shabbat Mishtavim Kol Yisrael. When it comes to Halach L'maisa, all Yidden are considered all Yidden are equal. There's no Ischalkas between Yidden. So he says, the Teira Achas L'Kulana, when it comes to Halacha, we all have one Teira. Masha'ike B'limud Pardes HaTeira, Masha'ike, when it comes to learning Pshat, Remes, Drush, and Seod of Teira, is, Chodesh also Teira Achas L'Kulana. No, what the MS is Mischalik. We say, Sh'af Sh'gam Behem, Mevorim Kaminyan Behem, Dosh Benyam, Beiz Rosh Hashanah, L'Shar Yam Tevim. If you look in a lot of Svarim, we'll explain, Yam Tov Sheni Rosh Hashanah is different, Yam Tov Rishon of Yom Tov Sheni of another Yom Tov. But why, what's the mile of bringing Dafke Inyan of Halacha? Because when it comes to Stam Inyan and Daramuz Brin Teira, so every person has a Shaykh, it's a different Chaluk of Teira. Every person says, love Dafke, it's Inyan of Shaykh to everyone. But when it comes to Halacha, everyone is Shaykh. It's like he explains, he says, Hare, Yesh Bezem Mem Tes Panim, Ayim Panim. He says that there's Mem Tes Panim in Teira, there's Ayim Panim La Teira. Agav, in a different place, explains what's the reason, what's the Chaluk to Mem Tes and Ayim. Says that Shivim is Begematria Seid. Seid is Begematria Shivim. If it's only Galia the Teda, then there's only Memtes. When you count in the Seid also, then there's Shivim Panama Teda. This is not my minute, Rebbe Rosh Hashanah. Sorry? Seid is Begematria Shivim. So the Shivim means that when you include also the Chelika Seid Shivim Teda, and you include only the Chelika of Anikla the Teda, then there's only Memtes. Akopanim, then the Rebbe brings some kisa Arizal, there's a bunch of Mekeis, and he says, the Mekivin sheyesh them shishim ribim neshames, yesh shishim ribim shishim ribim pirushim. Hey, b'pshat, v'mirem zayim b'drushim b'say that. Because there's 600,000 neshames, there's also 600,000 pirushim in every single chelak in Teira. How does that go with the Shivim and the Memtes? Mustama, because the Shivim and the Memtes are more close to Kipirushim. And those Pirushim, Gufan is Chalik to Pratim, Piti Pratim. And every person is Shaykh to a different Chalik. That's why it's based on the fact, because like what we see from what Tarisa says, cause the 600,000 Neshamis. That's why the 600,000 Pirushim. No. Is that Menazvas? That it's based on the Neshamah. Every Neshamah has his Chalik in Tehra. Right? It's a, Altra brings that Dom in Tanya also, that every person has his Chalik in Tehra. You have to find your Chalik in Tehra. But that's when we get to all in Yana. Mashaik, what we say, that halacha mechinas havayim. When it comes to halacha, though, it's not like that. Halacha is a chiluk. Halacha is everyone has to keep the same halacha. Why? Because halacha comes from shem havay. Ma'am in Azal, havay imesh halacha kemesu b'chol makim. Shu achtes pshuta. Mashaik, mechinas halakim, halosh and rabim. Havay is inyan of achtes pshuta. Havay echot. Halakim is losh and rabim. Halacha mashakla v'tari, eil ve'il divi lakim chayim. When we talk about Shakla Vatari and Teira, not Halach Lamaisa, we say Divri Alakim Chaim. We say both are true. But we use Lashon Alakim Dafk. When it comes to Halach, we say Havaye Ime, Shalach and Kemesa. What's the Pshat? It finds another place in Chassidus. It's Adarach Nechilik B'ti Ratzin HaChachma. Ratzin is, the Ebishtas Ratzin is Lamayla Meseder Shtashlis. When someone wants something, a Ratzin Shalamayla Metan Vadas, it's not based on anything else outside of the person. There's no other Gdorim besides for the person. He wants, that's it. When someone understands something, understanding means you're recognizing already a system of seichel, system of klaliya seichel. Chochma is reishis ha'ishtalshos. Ratzin is keser, l'maylam is seyder ishtalshos. Mitzad p'chinas of p'chin of ratzin of the ebishtad is avaya echad, there's nothing else, there's only achdus pshut. Seyder ishtalshos, there's already a system, so to speak, there's chesed, there's gvura, it's a lukus, but the way the ebishtad gufa is in a such a tzir of ischalkus also, of chesed and gvura, etc. So because this chesed gvura, from chachma lamata, the zinyan of chesed gvura, this b'shamay says chesed, b'shamay says gvura, says we're machmir, and b'sil says we're meko, chesed. They're both true, they're both in yonam amiti. But b'tzad l'maylam say the shtal shlis, it's not shaykh that should be two different nefan and how to in yonam amiti. It's only one nevayim, and that's therefore b'tzad l'avaya, shedish of halach l'maysa, halach comes from ratzin of the ebishta. When we learn teira, we're connecting to the ebishta's chachma. When we came with the Ebishter mitzvah bepeil, when we came the Ebishter's ratzen. Ratzen is not mitzvah in different nifanim, it's one ratzen. Achtes pshut. Therefore, there's no ischalkes when it comes to halach. Everyone has the same meaning when it comes to halach. But in Mekay Nisham is Yisrael, k'meshenem b'chelik havai yame, k'vur b'tani shekoy Yisrael, nimeshoy shkulam, asim meis v'avechad l'kulon. Same thing, is in Neshama's Gufa. Well, we said before that Arizal says, why is there 600,000 Pirushim? Because there's 600,000 different Neshams. So, depends. If you're talking about, depends what Madreg of Neshams. Sheir Sharshan of Neshams is like he says, Chil Kavayam. Yidin are part of Havai. But sad the Sheir Sharshan, the way Yidin are part of Shem Havai, there's no Ischalkas in the Neshams. Like he brings some Tanya. Kulam Asimis Vavechad Kulana. They're all equal. We don't look at Neshams as every single Nesham having his own in you. The way the neshamas come down and say the shtalshlus, there's already ischalkus in the neshamas, like it says gufa in their time, tiny gufa. It says mi edei shoshen malosim b'shoshen mekerim b'klim chayim. Who knows which neshama? Every single neshama has his place in say the shtalshlus, something different, like it explains in the Mayim of at mitzvah look at the Teira, that every neshamas are all like a guf, just like a guf. You have there's raglayim and there's reish. And the raglayim, reish is higher than the raglayim, but nevertheless, the raglayim have a mile over the reish, that after the raglayim could take the reish to somewhere he wouldn't be able to come on his own. The same thing, every single neshama has his mile of pratis, madrega pratis. So, mitzad, the way the neshamas are in seder shtal shlis, each neshama has his chelik kateri, that is mischabetu. But mitzad, the sheder shashan of neshamas, the way they're in shem avaya, kulam asimes, they're connected to shem avaya, and their taka, all the yidin, have only one, there's no schalkism between neshamas, there's one halacha for all yidin. So, the shtabs. Sorry? Where do we have such a thing?
In this guy's shtel, in this guy's shtetl, in this guy's city, you have to do this.
It wasn't nikvah. The aloha there, gufa, was that it's not nikvah, that it's that there's one specific aloha, yeah. But when it's nifsak la aloha, when we have, let's say, the Gemara says that a dinimominist aloha is like Rav. Now, a person is going to come and say, I want to do like Shmuel. He's going, hey, Pichrat Sinai. Even though Shmuel is a chelik of, when he's saying, none of the Imams, and he's feeling the Allah is like Rav. The Imam is the Allah is like Shmuel. Right? So if it comes to any Imam and you're going to say, I'm going like Rav. Sorry? So those are inyanim which are talib b'minhagim b'darach klal, or in halacha gufa gives you art, says that over here you're allowed to pass the different ifanim, right? Because you see the tzad klali apsiki, you're allowed to pass the different ifanim.
The third said that they have, should have their own dagel, the tzad of shvatim and the midbar. Whatever. I heard this is the certain like the Musach and the Torah, like we say, Dakar with Abu, the same thing is like certain, the Golem had their own.
They're the same tribes, right?
Yeah, but that's not in Yonim of Halacha, like in the at Tfilah, Moshul, that Israel said is a Shara Kailo, because there's 12 different Ifanim. It's not the Shvat of Begashmis. We say, when we say the Nasiim in Nissan, he says in Ayimim, you have to say, V'iman Yavtcha Meshevet Pleini, even if you're a Kohen or a Levi. Because we're talking about the Shevet Ruchni that you're Shaykh to. So this says that there's 12 Nischois, because every person has to dive in the Nusach, which is Shaykh to his Shevet. But no one really knows what Shevet they're from. Like we say, V'iman Yavtcha Meshevet Pleini. So that's the Arizal made a Shara Koilul, that's the Nusach of the Arizal Tfilah, which is a Shara that everyone could go into. But that's not in Yanam of Halacha. That's in Yanam of Tfilah, etc. It's not Halacha Lemais, there's only one. Like the Mishnah brings in the Gemara brings in a mission in Brachas that Abtarfin was, I think it was Abtarfin, right? That he went and did like Beshamay Lugabi Kishma, that he was makvit to say it, Amidah, Yeshiva, and he was Nanash because of that. Because the Allah is not like Basil. So that means now there's only Allah is like Basil. There's no such thing. Beshamay is still true, El Vel Divukim Chaim, but Allah Lamais is only like one.
Beshamay,
wasn't Nikva yet. Allah Gufa has a system, how we're Kaved Allah. But Beshaz, that once the Allah is Nikva, it doesn't make the other shita not true anymore. It's still the Eilevel Tivukim Chaim. But right now, so that's you have to go only according to that shita. Right. Yeah. Okay. Let's see weiter. He says, Befrat, and the Pnim says, Befrat. That was Lofi Nigla. Pinigla, even if Pinigla comes at the Yom Tosheni, Rosh Hashanah is different to every Yom Tosheni. The Yom Tosheni, Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Mechad Aruch, so it's Mamash Ayam Shukhti Yom Tosheni. Then he says, Befrat, Lofi Pnim, he says, Yonim. The Isabel Kotetera, Apostle Gichayena, Meyemayim, the Yemayim, Beis Yom Shrosh Hashanah, La'ilam over here, it doesn't mean, like I said, La'ilam over here, it doesn't mean in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash wasn't La'ilam Beis Yam. Like we explained before, the Beis HaMikdash was sometimes Beis Yam. Only actually in a very, only once in a while when it happened this Maisa that they came after, the Eden came after Mincha. But La'ilam al Tareb means to say, as opposed to all the Yam Tevim where it was only in the Bokeh Misarachaykim, in Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael, it was 2 days in most places. Anywhere it's Chutz L'Tchum, the Eidim weren't able to go Chutz L'Tchum, because it's Yom Tif. So was Beis Yom. So in Rosh Hashanah is Beis Yom, Leilam. So that's the Pshat, Yicheinu Meyemai. So Kafi, like he says, Kafiyah Mavusham, Kafiyah Mavusham, Shabbe Beis Yom, Rosh Hashanah, Valiyah Sa'ilumis, Vyei Ma'alif, Vyei Pnimiyis, Vyei Beis Yom, Vyei Chitzeis. Rosh Hashanah is Valiyah Sa'ilumis. Sa'ilumis, Akilu, the Chayis is the Stalik, and it's Nimshach Mechadosh, for the new year. So, the Alter Rebbe says that, what's the Pshat Yicheinu Meyemayim? Because this Pnimis, I'll explain in a second, this Pnimis and this Chitzenis, and the Pnimis is in the Stalik and the Schadosh on Yom Rishon, and the Chitzenis is Eila and then Schadosh on Yom Shein. What's the Pnimis and the Chitzenis? It's not so clear in the Mayim there, but there's a Mayim for a pill. They have Placharim on Chedesh Tishrei. It's printed a couple of years ago. So it's a Maimer from the Pil, which is based on that Maimer of Lukot Teira. And there he has also his office, Biyurim. So he says like this. He gives a marshal. And this is a marshal similar to what's Bona Chassidus. But Primi Saratza, Chitzeni Saratza. He says a marshal. He says, let's say a person is building a house. So why does he want a house? Because he wants to live there. His emissar Pnimius, what he wants is just that he wants a Mokim Dira. Now he's thinking in his Machshaveh, Komuni Machshaveh is exactly how the house should look, the details of the house. That's all his Chitzenis. Let's say right now, he'll say, I don't need any more Mokim Dira. Meiz Tam Shri, I don't need a Mokim Dira. All the other Machshaveh will be Derech Kal, be Derech Melisar, be Nizbat. All the Machshaveh are only there because of the Pnimius, because of the fact that he needs a Mokim Dira. So that is there, he says, has been a geya to Elamis. That the Eibishter wants Bereshis b'shvat Teira b'shvat Yisrael shnik Bereshis. The whole inyan of Elamis is for the Shamis Yisrael. Shamis Yisrael is primis of the Eibishter, primis is saying of the Eibishter. Everything else is created as mitzad chitzenis of the Eibishter. So that is the pratim of the dira. It's the pratim of the place of the house. It's not the ikir, why you want it. It's not what you want the dira for. It's the, because you want a dira, so therefore there has to be all these pratim also. So it comes out that a person, the Shamas Yisrael come from Pnimis of the Eibushta, and everything else comes from Chitzenis of Elokos. So Anyan Tefrishin is Nischadish Pnimis, the Shamas Yisrael, Pnimis is Nischadish Yemrishin. Yim Sheini is Nischadish everything else that's Shachis to Chitzenis, Malachim, etc. All the Inyanim of Chitzenis is Nischadish Yem Sheini.
Do we ever have such an Inyan?
Sorry?
Do we ever have such an Inyan that there's a difference between Pnimis and Chitzenis in time?
Basically, nicht. I don't know why it has to be like a nation of time, but I say it's ishtet, yeah.
It's only once a year.
Yeah. That's sure. So yeah, but Kupon, that's how he types it, the pshat, what it means in the Maimedah. Yeah. Fine. Okay. So what does he say here? So he says, Arei Muv Mizah. In other words, sometimes we have Yom Tov Sheni. You can say, Yom Tov Rishon is Nimshach a certain Chayis, a certain Inyam Lamaila, a certain Gili. Yom Tov Sheni is another Gili. The Chamum Sakin, another Inyam that has to be Nimshach. Or, but it's not the same Inyam of Yom Tov Rishon, another Inyam. Here in Rosh Hashanah, it's clear that Yom Tov Sheni is not a separate Inyam of Yom Tov Rishon. The same meaning of Aliyah Sa'ilimus is one package deal called Aliyah Sa'ilimus. Aliyah Sa'ilimus Gufa happens in Tushlav. Aliyah Sa'ilimus of Pnimis, and Shams Yisrael, etc. That's in Yom Rishon. And Chitzen is in Yom Shein. Right? So he says, let's see, Ara also 5. According to this, comes a Shaila. In other words, if Yom Tushaini is Epsa, another Inyan, Yom Tusheni, let's say something else. It's a different gili than Yom Rishon, like it is in all the Yom Tusheni. So we could say, Bizman Abayis, whatever, they didn't need that gili. Chves. You could answer differently, family, why Bizman Abayis, they didn't have Yom Tusheni. But if Yom Tusheni is Gufa, yeah, it's half the Indian of Yom Tov Rishon, which is the Indian of Aliyah, and half of it happens on Yom Tusheni, so what happened Bizman Abayis? Like we said before, even Bizman Abayis, even though most places they attack it, did 2 days, but apparently Bais HaMikdash, they didn't always do 2 days. So what happened then? This is Rabbi's Bavar in the order 5. Mashabas Mashabas Mikdishai Kaim. Fam Hayurashani Mechon. Hain Lafish, Kedem Achurban, Oikoyach Biadeno Lalis, Bi Mechon. Achata Achra Churban, Behechach Lassis, Bezium Kmechkosa Bezay. Brings because it says in Pritzchayim that the Aliyah Salamis, Bizman Abayis, was able to be done all in one. Now, Tzadi Yerida of Skolas has to happen over 2 days, like you asked before, why has to happen 2 days? But now it has to happen over 2 days. Then the same inyan of famous achitzes can happen all in one day. Aliyah Sa'ilimus. Now we split over 2 days. But even now that we split over 2 days, it's not the pshat. Yom Tov Sheni is epis. This Yom Tov Rishon happens the ikra inyan. Now another inyan separate in Yom Tov Sheni. Not the same inyan that used to happen Yom Tov Rishon. We split that goof for now over 2 days. Kum Tachez the Yom Tov Sheni is a yem aruch. It's one half to half the package of Yom Tov Rishon. Right? He brings it here in the end. The Eilukot Teira. A similar inyan we say about Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis Bechlal. There it's a different question. There we ask, if there's a certain Amshach that happens in Yom Tov Sheni, so what happens now in Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael, it's also Zman HaGolis now. What do they have? How do they have it now in Eretz Yisrael? So we say, so the Pshat, Eretz Yisrael is a higher Madrega, so they're able to get that Amshach on Yom Tov Rishon, all in one. Sheik, here we have to have it over 2 days. Aldar says, Linyu Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is Taka one Nekuda of Chalisa Elamas. Aliyah Sa'ilimus used to happen in the Beis HaMikdash sometimes on 1 day, but it has to happen now over 2 days. Even Bizman HaBayis in everywhere else, besides for the Milkom HaMikdash, it has to happen over 2 days. But the point comes out, it's the same thing, which is split over 2 days. Okay. Hinein. See in the Pnim. Yeah. Shai Chazu Shul Yom Tov Sheim Beis Rosh Hashanah Liyim Rishon Uletzem Inyan Rosh Hashanah Nikeres Mesbatas V'yas Aseis B'kviz D'shanesu Kshayam Tov Shul Rosh Hashanah Chaliz B'Shabes. Come on. This kviz also this year. That Yom Tov Sheni is Rosh, that Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, first day of Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. So, this Inyan that Yom Tov based Rosh Hashanah is not like a lower Madrega. It's a Chiluk of the Inyan of Rosh Hashanah Gufa is even more expressed in such a kriyas like this. Teichanim, what the Rebbe is going to say is that the Inyan of Rosh Hashanah is Aveidus HaTachteinah. That is what the Hadgash of Rosh Hashanah, like we're going to see later. And in such a kviz like this, when we don't blow the shofar on Yom Tov Rishon and we blow it on the Yom Tov Sheni, it's even brought out even more. The Yom Tov Sheni brings out the ma'ila of Avedus HaTachtein. Okay, we'll see. Ine, b'tfilz Rosh Hashanah oneim, zay yintchos ma'asecha. The mizah shenayim ma'asecha lo shel Adam Bovin. Zay yeim, ine rak t'chil lebriyas ya prati shel Adam, shenib Rosh Hashanah, al shotchil es kol ma'isa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gam meil shenib b'chamesh esayam shekeid lebriyas eilam, k'vu baruch hu b'drush Rosh Hashanah. But the fact that we say about the Rosh Hashanah every year, we say Zay Yim Chilos Masecha, it means that even though when we talk about the first year, when it was the world was created L'Poyel, it's B'chafei El Nivra Ilam, and everything was created, most things were created before Rosh Hashanah, only Adam Rishon was created in Rosh Hashanah. But in coming years, it's Zay Yim Chilos Masecha. When the world's Nischadish, everything's Nischadish in Rosh Hashanah. Not just Adam Rishon, everything's Nischadish in Rosh Hashanah. And Beruchnis, this means, not just the physical things that were created on the Sheish Yamin, but also the whole Seder Shtalshlus, which comes as Akdam for Bria Sa'ilam, even though it's considered Kedem, there's a Yanam of Seder Shtalshlus, so to speak, before the Bria Sa'ilam Azeh, but it's when it comes, that was all the Chatchila. Now it's all Neschadish on the same day that Adam Arishon is Neschadish, the day of Rosh Hashanah. Haino, Sheschadish is Abir Shashan, Ilay Rak, Inyan Amiyuchu, Adam Baban. In other words, everything becomes nischadish every year, not just the person. But when do they come nischadish? On the day that the person is nischadish, the day of Rosh Hashanah. He says, "Tachlis kol nishtalshos eilumis vatzimtzumim v'masoch v'parsois chulu v'mechdei sheisav eilum haza tachten t'nisav haKadosh Baruch Hu liizle izbarach dir v'tachter." The tachlis of everything of the whole seder shtalshos tzimtzumim. The Sochim covers, the Parsois, all the different Sugits and Tzumim, everything was at the Shabilim Hazat Tachtan, because the Ebeshta wants the Savakat Shbarach Lisle is Barach Dirim Tachtan. When we say that the Savakat Shbarach Lisle is Barach Dirim Tachtan, it's two Inyanamis. First of all, Masha'ini Yedua Musin. All Lomerat Sakat Shbarach Shtei is Barach Tachtan. Shtei Dirasi is Barach Tachtan. Ke'ein Azah Shum Ta, Volumayil Mekol Ta, רק משום שכך נסעבה, כמובו בהם של השרן תפשם בבוב, מים רד מהזוק נפתאי וסכין קשה, שכוון הזו היא למי לא מקולתה. אז it's explained by Arichus in some Achval, in other places, that the עניין of דירה בתחתנים is the עניין of נסעבה. What does it mean נסעבה? התאי ופתאי ופרק ושכין קשה. So what does that mean? In, when we talk about גילויים, and the עניין of Lekus, the way it's brought out in a certain gather, everything has its certain gather. Everything, let's say, for example, a person, ish sichli, wants certain types of things. Hesem to his teva to being a ish sichli. Person which is a ish shevragesh, is nimshach towards other type of inyan. Every single person is a nimshach to certain inyanim, behesem to his teva, behesem to what his gedr is, what kind of person he is. Al derech, obviously, the much higher eifin is lamaylo. You have in yonah that mitzad seder shtalshlos monsuch mitzad seder shtalshlos. You have in yonah that even mitzad lamayla mitzad seder shtalshlos. So monsuch it should be in a certain day from mitzad lamayla mitzad seder shtalshlos. Every inyan of lakus, even lamayla mitzad seder shtalshlos, has some gedder, sof kosof. Every, if we're talking about giluyim, has some gedder. In other words, when we talk about any existence, when we say something exists, we say, adav gashmi exists. Okay, so it exists. So what is it? What does it mean that it exists? You have to explain it, because it's gashmi, so it takes up place. Adav ruchni exists. A seichel. What does it mean that it exists? Because it's MS, because it could be proven. Everything, if you say something exists, you have to describe what exists. What it must be state that it exists. What is there that exists? You say the shtashlus. Say the shtashlus is the ebishter, the way shleimus of all milus of esesfiris. That's what it means, elukus and say the shtashlus. Lamailum say the shtashlus. The ebishter is blikvul, bligeder. Whatever it is, you're going to have to say some description. And what does it mean when you say the Eibishter? What does it express itself? What does the Lukus express itself in? Memela, because there's some gather, so there's always the reason why for the Indian of Bria Sa'ilam is going to come, behesem to that gather, behesem to what Indian, what Madrega, what's Mansuch, what's at that gather. But at Musa Yisbarech, when we say the Eibishter exists, was versteht that he exists? That he exists. There's nothing, you can't bring it out in any way that he exists. I mentioned in the past that says that even this that we say that the Eibishter exists is only to be shelel that he doesn't exist. We don't even use the word existence, doesn't mean existence the same way we mean existence. When we say existence, we mean there's something that you could describe. That's what's in this, there's nothing you can describe. So it doesn't, it's not even called existence. We say existence, it's a bishayl l'chas v'shon de'epech. But it's not existence in the way, in the, what we mean as existence. So Mele, Yeser, he has no gather whatsoever. So there's no inyan of time abriyah. All the chasvarim that say time abriyah, they're all talking in different madregis and alukhus. Some are talking, say the shtashlos, some are talking, l'mayilim, say the shtashlos. But mitzad atzmusi is barech, it's not shaykh b'chlal a'sibah why there should be b'riyah seylam. Because there's no gdarim. So what is it, yeah? Misav, it's an inyan which just has no shaykh as tata. That's what he wants. It's not an inyan that has any shaykh as the inyan of tata. So when we say Nisava, the word of Nisava brings out that's not an Indian that's Shaykh to Tavanus. It's going to give a negate to the right to the Hamshach of the Sikh. So then there's the second Indian here. Lazy Indian Nisava, who you do it. And Shemachuv, Matach, as a Bri Sayyidim, will lazy Lazy Barabit the Tachtain. But if we talk about what, that's if we talk about why. If we talk about what the Abishta wants, we do know what the Abishta wants. The Abishta wants that there should be a Dira Bit Tachtain. He wants that Dafka in Tachtain, there should be a Bri. Okay, let's step over here because the next thing is. Okay, Yom Tov Shosh Hashanah, Cholik Yom Tov Shein Shashari Yom Tevim B'Shai Chusei L'Yom Tov Rishon, L'Etzim Teichnei V'Nyanu Shel HaChag. Means, it says that usually, a Yom Tov Sheini, it's not as much of a Hemshech to Yom Tov Rishon, it's a much lower dagger than Yom Tov Rishon. Hashem Kibar HaShashanah, like we're going to see, the Shaychus of Yom Tov Sheini, it's like a direct Hemshech of Yom Tov Rishon. Meila, same thing in how much is part of the Yom Tov. The regular Yom Tov Sheni, it's not as much, the Teichon of the Yom Tov is not made on the Yom Tov Sheni as much as it is in Yom Tov Rishon.
Not the Reise,
but they had it even in the Bible, see so. Not the Reise, but it's, but a Kapanam will see, there's a difference. Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah, it's like a direct Hemshech of Yom Tov Rishon. Man, look, it's not like a lower Indian of the Yom Tov, it's like a direct Indian of Hemshech of Yom Tov Rishon. Maybe also the Shaychus to the Yom Tov itself, Yom Tov Sheni is more on Rosh Hashanah than it is in any other Yom Tov. K'muvu ma'aloch l'maisa, sheba mishtavim ko Yisrael, when it comes to halacha, all Yidin are equal, as opposed to other Inyanim and Teira, where there's different svaras and different ways of learning, when it comes to halacha, all Yidin are equal. As we find in halacha, she'aneilu v'anechla b'yim alef to Rosh Hashanah, also gam b'yim b'yis to Rosh Hashanah. Ma'sheke b'shan Yom Tov Sheni, she'mutim imanoshach. It's the zadid of b'yish she'aneilu b'yom Tov, that it's awesome. So let's say a bail was nailed on Yom Tov Rishon, and Yom Tov Sheni it's mutter. Why? It's the whole reason why we make Yom Tov Sheni today, even though nowadays we know what the calendar is, we know exactly what the Yom Tov is. But it's a minig, we're keeping up the minig of Avisein, we're keeping up the minig of the original minig of Yom Tov Sheni. What was the original minig of Yom Tov Sheni? Because the shluchim couldn't come to far places by the time it was Yom Tov. So they didn't know if you have Rosh Chodesh was 1 day or 2 days, if it was not 1 day, if it was Malir Chaser, if the Chodesh, the previous day, month was 29 days or 30 days. So they didn't know what the Yom Tov is. So they kept 2 days. So yes, that the whole original minig was based on a Safik. So this, if we have no Indian now to be Machmen more than they were there. So then, because then it was a Safik, so if a bail was nailed to be Yom Tov Rishon, it was mutter be Yom Tov Sheni Manoshach. Because if Yom Tov Rishon was really Yom Tov, so now Yom Tov Sheni is not Yom Tov. So what's the problem with the bail? And if Yom Tov Sheni is Yom Tov, is the bail was nailed to be of Yom Tov? Wasn't nailed on Yom Tov b'chol? Manoshach was mutter. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's different. Rosh Hashanah, we say that it's, even if it was nailed to be Yom Tov Rishon, it's also be Yom Tov Sheni. Tam b'zehu. We treat the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as one long day. Because we treat it as one long day, so you can't say just because it was nailed to be Yom Tov Rishon that it should be mutter be Yom Tov Sheni. Why is it that I could treat it as one long day? So the Gemara explains like this. The Altar brings the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara Rashi explains like this. You had Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the month. So the way it worked was in the Beis HaMikdash that there's a shir that they would say by the Karban Tamid. Every single day they have a different shir that they would say. Now, when it came to Rosh Hashanah, the Tamid Shal Shachris had the same shir as Chayil no matter what. They didn't change the Tamid Shal Shachris' shir if it's Yom Tov or not Yom Tov. Why? For a very simple reason. Because you never know by Shachris if it's Yom Tov or not Yom Tov yet. Because the Eidim are going to come, they can come the whole day. And if they come the whole day and they tell us that they saw the moon, already last night, so it's the chesed, meaning that today is Yom Tov. So then in the morning was Yad Hashanah. If they don't come, then today was Chel. So and we're never going to know if it's Chel or if it's Yom Tov. So well, they were Mesakim Bechlal, that there should be a different shir by the Talmud Shal Shachar of Yom Chel or of Rosh Hashanah. But Talmud Shal Mincha, they were Mesakim. It was a different shir. It was supposed to be a different shir for Talmud Shal Ben Abay, the Talmud of Mincha. It was a different shir. If it's Rosh Hashanah, it's a special shir. And if it's not a Shoshana, it's the regular weekday shir.
The shir is the Kiddush?
Yeah, yeah. Shoshana, sorry?
We only said the Shachrish one, we never said
it. Yeah. It's the Chura, yeah. So, what happened was one time, Edom came after Mincha. Usually Edom came before Mincha. Edom came very late, came after the Tamshal Ben Abayim. And they'd already said the shir of Chayit. So it was a big problem. It was Nizbar Lam afraid that was Yom Tov, and they said the wrong shir. So Chum made a takana that from now on, we're never taking Edim after Mincha. If Edim come after Mincha, it's command Allah, so they have the power to do that. That doesn't, they have the power to even, though it's negate for the Raisa, they could say we're not makabal Edim and finished. But, yes, that's Safka Saf. It's weird that if Edim come, and they're telling us that it's Yom Tov, and we're saying it's not Yom Tov, we're saying only tomorrow is Yom Tov. So they made a takana, that if Edom come back after the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim, even though Midrash is not Yom Tov today, because they weren't Mekabel the Edom, and therefore it's not Yom Tov, but Takana the Rabbanon, that from when the Edom came till the rest of the day, you shouldn't be Mezalzel in it, and you shouldn't do Melach. So that comes out, the original Takana of Yom Tov, of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, was not an Inyan of Safik, it was an Inyan of Adah. In such a case, when Edom Taka came after Mincha, after the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim, we knew that Yom Tov is only the next day. Because we're not Mekabel Edom after Tam Shal Ben Abayim. Why are we keeping 2 days? Or one and a bit of a day, right? Why are we keeping a Kaponim Tzir Klali of 2 days? Because Chachamim said we shouldn't be Mezalz on the first day. But it was Medin Vandai, not Medin Saf. If it was Medin Vandai, so there's no reason why a Beit Shemel Dan Yom Tov Rishon should be Mutar as Yom Tov Shem. No reason why it's Mutar is only Medin Manav Shach. If you say, if today was Yom Tov, if today's Yom Tov, then yesterday wasn't Yom Tov, it was Nidl B'chayil. If yesterday was Yom Tov, then it's already now Chayil. But here, we know for sure that both days are Yom Tov. We know for sure both days are Yom Tov. We treat Yom Tov like Yom Yom Echadarach, not an Indian of Safik.
Why was it always
a
second day?
Sorry?
Why was it always a second day? It came in the morning, why would it?
No, there wasn't always a second day. There wasn't always, in the Beis HaMikdash. In the rest of Eretz Yisrael, there's two differences between Rosh Hashanah and other Yom Tov. One difference is that because Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh, so therefore, even places which are very close to Yerushalayim had to do Masafik 2 days, no matter what. Because the Shluchim weren't able to go Mechutz L'Tchum. Mashenka by other Yom Tevim, it's only the places which are very far that they can't get there before Yom Tev, that we didn't know when, if it's one day or two, we didn't know what day of the month Yom Tev is. That's one thing. But that doesn't explain why Yom Tev Rosh Hashanah should be different in the terms that it should be a Vada and not a Safik. That only explains why, even Bezman Abayis, most places did 2 days. But this din that we're learning now, that it's Yom Tov Kei Mechadaruch, means because the original Takana was different. It wasn't an Eifin of a Safik, it was an Eifin of Adah. That's because sometimes on Kapanim, the Beis HaMikdash, even in the Beis HaMikdash, not in the, you didn't have to go Mechutz L'Tchum, the Beis HaMikdash itself, they had 2 days, and not an Eifin of Safik, but an Eifin of Adah. Right. So what is that? Kapanim, sorry?
Why can't you say it's a middle of the Shechicha, and therefore you don't have to be on a very odd...
It might have been a Muslim Leshchicha, but we were Masakin, Chacham Masakin, to keep up this minig, that there should be a union of 2 days. Yes, yeah. What do we see for this Lepel? What's the Rebbe trying to bring out? That we see that the Yom Tov Sheni is treated not as like a secondary union. In other words, it's Yom Echadarach, so it's Mamash Hamshech of Yom Rishon. It's not like something lower than Yom Rishon. Let's see the other one. The Pnim, he said that, Halacha l'maisa is something shabam mishtavim kol Yisrael. When it comes to halacha l'maisa, all Yidden are considered all Yidden are equal. There's no ischalkas between Yidden. So he says the teira achas l'kulana. When it comes to halacha, we all have one teira. Mashaikah b'limud pardes ha-teira. Mashaikah, when it comes to learning pshat remes drushan said of teira, is chodes also teira achas l'kulana. No, what the emes is it's mischalk. We say shav shagam behem. If you look in a lot of Svarim, we'll explain Yom Tov Sheni Rosh Hashanah is different Yom Tov tradition of Yom Tov Sheni of another Yom Tov. But what's the mail of bringing Dafke Inyan of Halacha? Because when it comes to Stam Inyanim that are Muzber in Teira, so every person has a Shaykh, it's a different Chaluk of Teira. Every person, Lav Dafka Tzayim is a Shaykh to everyone. But when it comes to Halacha, everyone is Shaykh. It's like he explains, he says, Hare, Yesh Bezeh Mem Tes Panim, Ayim Panim, says that there's Mem Tes Panim in Teira, there's Ayim Panim L'Teira. Agav, in a different place, explains what's the reason of, what's the Chaluk to Mem Tes and Ayim. It says that Shivim is Begematria Seid. Seid is Begematria Shivim. If it's only Galia the Teda, then there's only Memtes. When you count in the Seid also, then there's Shivim Panim the Teda. This is not my minute, Reb Rashad. Sorry? Seid is Begematria Shivim. So the Shivim means that when you include also the Chaluk HaSeid Shivim Teda, and you include only the Chaluk of Anikla the Teda, then there's only Memtes. Akopanim, then the Rebbe brings some kisa Arizal, there's a bunch of Mekes, and he says, the Mekivin sheyeshtem shishibidim neshames, yeshtem shibidim shishibidim pirushim. Hey, bepshat, vemiremz vem pirushim besedet. Because there's 600,000 neshames, there's also 600,000 pirushim in every single chaylik in Teir. How does that go with the shivim and the memtes? Mestame, because the shivim and the memtes are more klalus tika pirushim. And those pirushim, gufan is chalik to pratim, piti pratim, and every person is shaykh to a different chaluk. That's why it's based on the fact, because like what we see from what Arizal says, because the 600,000 neshamis. That's why the 600,000 pirush. No. Is that menazvas? That it's based on the neshama. Every neshama has his chaluk in Teira. Right? It's Altra brings that dumb in Tanya also, that every person has his chaluk in Teira. You have to find your chaluk in Teira. But that's when you get to all in Yana. Mashaykh, what we say, but halachim chinis havayim. When it comes to halacha, though, it's not like that. Halacha, Zachilut. Halacha is everyone has to keep the same halacha. Why? Because halacha comes from Shem Havai. Ma'amir Azal, Havai imesh halacha kemeisu b'chol makim. Shu achtas pshuta. Shaykh ibn chinis alukim loshon rabim. Havai is inyan of achtas pshuta. Havai echot. Alukim is loshon rabim. Lachim ha-shakla v'tari eil ve'il divri alukim chai. When we talk about shakla v'tari in Teira, not halacha l'maisa, we say divri alukim chai. We say both are true. But we use Lashon Elokim dafka. When it comes to Halach, we say, Havai ime, Shalach HaKemes. What's the pshat? It explains in other places in Chassidus. It's a derech v'chiluk b'ti Ratzin HaChachma. Ratzin is, the Eibishter's Ratzin is L'mayla M'seid R'shtashlis. When someone wants something, a Ratzin Shal L'mayla M'tan V'das, it's not based on anything else outside of the person. There's no other G'dorim besides for the person. He wants, that's it. When someone understands something, understanding means you're recognizing already a system. System of seichel, system of klali seichel. Chochma is reishis ha'ishtalshos. Ratzin is keser, l'mayla m'seid ha'ishtalshos. Mitzad p'chinas of p'chin of ratzin of the Eibishter, there's avaya echad, there's nothing else, there's only achdus pshut. Seid ha'ishtalshos, there's already a system, so to speak. There's chesed, there's gvura, it's a lukus, but the way the Eibishter gufa is in a such a tzir of ischalkus also, of chesed and gvura, etc. So because this chesed gvura, from chochma l'mata, there's inyan of chesed gvura, B'Shamay says Chesed, B'Shamay says Gvura, says we're Machmir, and B'Sil says we're Meikul, Chesed. They're both true, they're both in Yonam Amiti. But B'Tzad L'mayla M'Seid R'Shtal Shlis, it's not Shaykh, it should be two different Eifan and how to in Yonam Amiti. It's only one Nevayim, and that's different. B'Tzad L'Avaya, Shaydi Shav Aloch L'Maisa, Aloch comes from Ratzin of the Eibishter. When we learn Teira, we're connecting to Eibishter's Chachma. We're saying the Eibishter's Chachma, Chachma is Eibishter's R'Shtal Shlis, Eilu Veil Divil Kibichai. When we Mekayim what the Eibishter mitzvah bepeil, when Mekayim the Eibishter's Ratzin. Ratzin is not mitzvah in different Nifanim, it's one Ratzin. Achtes Pshut. Therefore, there's no Ischalkas when it comes to Halach. Everyone has the same meaning when it comes to Halach. But in Mekayim the Shamis Yisrael, K'meshenem Mechelik Havai Yame, K'vur B'tani Shekoy Yisrael, Nimeshoy Shkulo, Masime Yisvav Echad Lekulon. Same thing is in the Shamis Gufa. Peil, we said before that Arizal says, why is there 600,000 pirushim? Because there's 600,000 different neshamas. So, depends. If you're talking about, depends what madrega of neshamas. Sheder shoshin of neshamas is like he says, chil kavaya. Yidin are part of Havaya. But sad the sheder shoshin, the way Yidin are part of Shem Havaya, there's no ischalkas in the neshamas. Like he brings some Tanya. Kulam asimis vavecha the kulana. They're all equal. We don't look at neshamas as every single neshama having his own in you. The way the neshamas come down and say the shtalshalas, there's already ischalkus in the shamas, like it says gufa in their time, tanya gufa. It says mi edei shoshen malosim b'shoshen mekerim b'kim chayim. Who knows which the shama? Every single shama has his place in seder shtalshel, something different, like it explains in the maim of atmitzavim l'kodetera, that every the shamas are all like a guf, just like a guf. You have the raglayim and the reish, And the raglai, resh is higher than the raglai, but nevertheless, the raglai have a mile over the resh, that after the raglai could take the resh to somewhere he wouldn't be able to come on his own. The same thing, every single neshama has his mile pratis, madrega pratis. So, mitzad, the way the neshamas are in seder shtal shlis, so each neshama has his chelik kateri, that is mischabetu. But mitzad, the shade shashan of neshamas, the way they're in shem avaya, kulim asimes, they're connected to shem avaya, and they're taka, all the yidin have only one, there's no schalkas in between neshamas, there's one halacha for all yidin. So the shtabs. Sorry?
We have
the where do we have such a thing?
It wasn't that it's not nikvah, that there's
one specific halacha, yeah. But when it's nifsak la'alacha, when we have, let's say, the Gemara says that a dini mamun is the halacha is like Rav. Now, a person is going to come and say, I want to do like Shavuos. He's going, hey, pechratz and alim. Even though Shmuel is a chelik of when he's saying none of the imams, and he's sure that Allah is like Rav, the imam is Allah is like Shmuel. Right? So if it comes in, you're a imam, and you're going to say, I'm going like Rav. Sorry? So those are in Yonim, which are talibim and hagim with Arach Klal, or in Halacha Gufa gives you art, says that over here, you're allowed to pass the different ifanim. Right? Because we see the tzad klali apsiki, you're allowed to pass the different ifanim.
The third is said that everybody should have their own dagal, the tzad of Shvatim, and the midbar.
There was a record, this is the certain tribes, like the Mustach and the Torah, like we say, Dakot, the same thing, it's like certain, the Golem had their own, the same tribes, right? Yeah, but that comes, that's not in Yonim of Allah, like in the Schleis at Tfilim, also, that is also said, the Shara Kailo, because there's 12 different Ifanim. Not the Shvat of Begashmis. We say when we say the Nasim and Nisan, it says in Ayimim, you have to say V'iman Yav Tcham a Shevet Pleini, even if you're a Kohen or a Levi, because we're talking about the Shevet Ruchni that you're Shaychto. So this says that this 12 Nischois, because every person has to dive in the Nusach, which is Shaychto is Shevet, but no one really knows what Shevet they're from. Like we say V'iman Yav Tcham a Shevet Pleini. That's the Arizal made a Shara Koilu. That's the Nusach of Arizal Tefila, which is a Shara that everyone could go into. But that's not in Yom of Halacha. That's the yonim of tefillah, etc. It's not halacha lemaisa. There's only about like a mishnah brings in the gemara brings in a mishnah in brachas that Abtarfin was I think it was Abtarfin, right, that he went and did like b'shamay l'gabi kishma, that he was makvet to say it amida b'yeshiva, and he was nanash because of that, because of the halacha is dafka like b'sil. So that means now there's only halacha like b'sil. There's no such thing. B'shamay is still true el ve'el devukim chayim, but halacha lemaisa is only like one.
Wasn't
nikva yet. Halacha gufa has a system. How we kaveh the halacha. But b'shaz that once the halacha is nikva, it doesn't make the other shita not true anymore. It's still a level of chayim. But right now, so that's you have to go only according to that shita. Right? Yeah. Okay. Let's see weiter. He says befrat, and the primi says befrat. That was lofi nigla. Pinigla, even if nigla comes at the yom tosheni, Rashan is different to the, every yom tosheni. The Yom Tosheni Rashon is a Yom Mechad Aruch, so it's Mamash Ayam Shukhti Yom Tereshon. Then he says, B'fat Lavi Primis En Yonim. The Isa B'lkot Teira, Al Pasag Yichayena Me Yemayim, the Yemayim in Beiz Yom Shrash Hashanah, Ki Rash Hashanah La'elam Beiz Yom, Afila B'zman Shai Mekatsha Aperia. La'elam over here, it doesn't mean, like I said, La'elam over here, it doesn't mean in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash wasn't La'elam Beiz Yom. Like we explained before, the Beis HaMikdash was sometimes Beis Yamim, you know, only actually in a very, you know, only once in a while when it happened this Maisa that they came after, the Eden came after Mincha. But La'ilam al Tereb means to say, as opposed to other Yom Tovim where it was only in the Bokemis HaRechikim, in Rosh Hashanah, even Eretz Yisrael, it was 2 days in most places. Anywhere it's Chutz L'Tchum, the Eden weren't able to go Chutz L'Tchum, because it's Yom Tov. So was Beis Yamim. So Rosh Hashanah is Beis Yam, La'ilam. So that's the Pshat, Yicheinu Me'yemai. So kafi, like he says, kafi amavusham. Sorry, kafi amavusham. So bebeiz yam shashan v'aliyus ha'ilumis. Bein malif v'pchinas pnimius. Bebeiz v'pchinas chitzenis. Rashan is the aliyus ha'ilumis. The ha'ilumis, akilu chayis is the stalik, and it's nimshach mechadash for the new year. So the Rebbe says that what's the pshat yichayinu me'yamayim? Because this pnimius, I'll explain a second. This pnimius and this chitzenis. And the Pnimius is Nistalik and Eschadish on Yom Rishon, and the Chitzenius is Eila and Eschadish on Yom Shein. What's the Pnimius and the Chitzenius? It's not so clear in the Maimi there, but there's a Maimi from Pilu. They have Placharim on Chedesh Tishrei. It's printed a couple of years ago. There's a Maimi from Pilu, which is based on that Maimi of Lekut Teira, And there he has also, he suffers biyunim. So he says like this, he gives a mashal. This is a mashal similar to what's born in Chassidus. But Pim Seratzah, Chitzayin Seratzah. He says a mashal, he says, let's say a person is building a house. So why does he want a house? Because he wants to live there. His emes of pnimius, what he wants is just that he wants a makim dira. Now he's thinking in his machshave, komuni machshave is exactly how the house should look, the details of the house. That's all his chitzenis. Let's say right now, he'll say, I don't need any more makim dira. Meiz tam shi, I don't need a makim dira. All the other machshaves will be derech melusar be in his battle. All the machshaves are only there because of the pnimius, because of what the fact that he needs a makim dira. So that is he says, it's been a geya to Elamis. The Eibishter wants Bereshis b'shvi'at Teira b'shvi Yisrael shnik Reishis. The whole Inyan of Elamis is for the Shamis Yisrael. Shamis Yisrael is primis of the Eibishter, primis is saying of the Eibishter. Everything else is created as mitzvah chitzenis adatsin of the Eibishter. So that is the pratim of the dira. It's the pratim of the place of the house. It's not the ikir, why you want it. It's not what you want the dira for. It's the because you want a dira, so therefore there has to be all these pratim also. So it comes out that the Shamis Yisrael come from pnimis of the Eibishter, and everything else comes from chitzenis of Elokus. So Anyan Tev Rishon is Nischadash pnimis, Shamis Yisrael, pnimis is Nischadash Yem Rishon. Yem Sheini is Nischadash everything else, the Shaykh is the chitzenis, Malachim, etc., all the Anyanim of chitzenis is Nischadash Yem Sheini.
Do we ever have such an
Inyan? Sorry?
Do we ever have such an Inyan that there's a difference in pnimis and chitzenis in time?
Besach nisht. I don't know why it has to be like a nation of time, but it's a shtet, yeah.
It's only once a
year. Yeah. That's yeah, but component, that's how he types the pshat, what it means in the Maimada. Yeah. Fine. Okay. So what does he say here? So he says, Are you moving me, sir? In other words, sometimes we have Yom Tov Sheni. You can say Yom Tov Rishon is Nimshach a certain Chayis, certain Inyan Lamaila, certain Gili. Yom Tov Sheni is another Gili. The Chamum Sakin, another Inyan that has to be Nimshach. Or, but it's not the same Inyan of Yom Tov Rishon. Another Inyan. Here in Rosh Hashanah, it's clear that Yom Tov Sheni is not a separate Inyan of Yom Tov Rishon. The same meaning of Aliyah Sa'ilamas is one package deal called Aliyah Sa'ilamas. Aliyah Sa'ilamas Gufa happens in two shlavim. Aliyah Sa'ilamas of Pnimis, and Shams Yisrael, etc., that's an Yom Rishon. And Chitzen is an Yom Shein. Right? So he says, let's see, Ora also five. According to this, comes a Shaila. In other words, if Yom Tashen is another Inyan, Yom Tosheni, let's say something else. It's a different gili than Yom Rishon, like it is in all the Yom Tosheni. So we could say, Bizman Abayis, whatever, they didn't need that gili. Chves. You could answer differently, family, why Bizman Abayis didn't have Yom Tosheni. But if Yom Tosheni is Gufa, yeah, it's half the Indian of Yom Tov Rishon, it was the Indian of Aliyah Sa'ilamas, and half of it happens on Yom Tosheni, so what happened Bizman Abayis? Like we said before, even Bizman Abayis, even though most places they attack it, did 2 days, but the Pale and the Bisham Mikdash, they didn't always do 2 days. So what happened then? This is Rabbi's Bavar, and you're not a five. Mash was Mash Bismik to show you Kaim. Fum, my Rashani Mechon. Hain Lafish, Kedma Hurbin, I Kayak be a Dino Lalis, be a Mechon. Achata Achra Hurbin, Behech Lassis, Bezium Kmishkos of Zay. Brings because it says in Pritzchaim that the Aliyah Salamis, Bismana Bais, was able to be done all in one. Now, Tzadi, whatever, Tzadi Yerida of Skolas, has to happen over 2 days, like you asked before, has to happen 2 days. But now it has to happen over 2 days. Then the same inyan of famous achitzes to happen all in one day. Aliyah Sa'ilamas. Now we split over 2 days. But even now that we split over 2 days, it's not the pshat. Yom Tov Sheni is epis. This Yom Tov Rishon happens the ikra inyan. Now another inyan separate in Yom Tov Sheni. No, the same inyan that used to happen Yom Tov Rishon. We split that go for now over 2 days. Kum tochez the Yom Tov Sheni is a yem aruch. It's one half the package of Yom Tov Rishon. Right? He brings it here in the end. The eluk of the teira. A similar inyan we say about Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis Bechlal. There it's a different question. There we ask, if there's a certain Amshach that happens in Yom Tov Sheni, so what happens now in Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is also Zman HaGolis now. What do they have? How do they have it now in Eretz Yisrael? So we say, so the Pshat, Eretz Yisrael is a higher Madrega, so they're able to get that Amshach on Yom Tov Rishon, all in one. Shake it here, we have to have it over 2 days. Al Dara says, Lin Yirash Hashana, the Rash Hashana is taka one nekuda of Chalisa Elamus. Chalisa Elamus used to happen in the Beis HaMikdash sometimes on one day, but it has to happen now over 2 days, even as Manabais in every house, besides for the Milkum HaMikdash, it has to happen over 2 days. But Kapan comes out, it's the same inyan, which is split over 2 days. Okay. Hine, see in the Pnim, yeah. Shaykh Hazushal Yamtiv, Shem based Rash Hashana, Yem Yirishan, Let's say Minyan Rash Hashana, Nikaris Misbatas, Yes, it says, Bekviz the Shanasu. Kshem to Rash Hashana, Chaliz Beshabbos. Come on, this Kviz also this year. That Yom Tashani is Rash, sorry, that Yom Tif Rash Hashana is Shabbos, first day Rash Hashana is Shabbos. So, this Indian that Yom Tif based Rash Hashana is not like a lower Madrega. It's a Chiluk of the Indian of Rash Hashana Gufa is even more expressed in such a Kviz like this. Teichening, what the Rebbe is going to say is that the inyan of Rosh Hashanah is Avedas HaTachteinah. That is what the Hadgash of Rosh Hashanah, like we're going to see later. And in such a kviz like this, when we don't blow the Shefer on Yom Tov Rishon and we blow it on Yom Tov Sheni, it's even brought out even more. The Yom Tov Sheni brings out the Maila of Avedas HaTachteinah. Okay, we'll see. Inay, b'tfilz Rosh Hashanah on Eim, zayim t'chos Masach. The Vizah Shalem Masach Allah Shalab Mboven. Zayim, ain't an act chile b'riyasi ha'prati shal Adam. שניב ברש השנה, אבל שתחיל את כל מייסר של הקדש ברוך הוא, גם מייל שניב בחמש עשר ים שקדם לבריס אלה, מקבו ברוך הוא בדרוש רש השנה. For the fact that we say about Rosh Hashanah every year, we say, Zay Yim Chilos Masecha, it means that even though when we talk about the first year, when it was the world was created, Lepoyot, it's B'chafei El Nivra Ilam, and everything was created, most things were created before Rosh Hashanah, only Adam Rish was created in Rosh Hashanah, but in coming years, When the world is Neschadish, everything is Neschadish in Rosh Hashanah. Not just Rosh Hashanah, Adam Rishon, everything is Neschadish in Rosh Hashanah. And Beruchnius, this means not just the physical things that were created on the Sheish Yomim, but also the whole Seder Shtalshlus, which comes as Akdamah for Bria Sa'ilam, even though it's considered Kedem, there's in Yonim of Seder Shtalshlus, so to speak, before the Bria Sa'ilam Azeh, but it's when it comes, that was all the chatchila. Now it's all neschadish on the same day that other marishan is neschadish. Then of the day of Rosh Hashanah. Haino sheschadish rabbi Rosh Hashanah ilayra kinyan amiyuchul adam baban ushakel kol elam zvuchol tzedish tashas zvuchulu im kozer eschadshus shul elam esbiyem brei adam. In other words, everything becomes neschadish every year, not just the person. And but when do they come neschadish on the day that the person is neschadish? The day of Rosh Hashanah. Vatam bezehu. He says, "Tachlis kol nishtal shel seilumis vatzintzumim v'misachav v'parsoy schulu u'bichdei sheisav elam hazat tachten tenisav akadosh baruch hu liz leizbaruch dir v'tachter." The tachlis of everything of the whole seder shtal shelus, tzintzumim, the misachim covers the parsoys, all the different sugi tzintzumim, everything was at the shabir elam hazat tachten because they bishtu once nisav akadosh baruch hu liz leizbaruch dir v'tachter. Ubeiz inyanim is that when we say that nisav akadosh baruch hu liz leizbaruch dir v'tachter, it's two inyanim is. First of all, Masha'ini Yedua Musi. Ul Lomeratza Kodesh Baruch Shtei Yisbara Patatein. Shtei Diras Yisbara Patatein. Ke'ein Azah Shum Ta. Volumayin Lomekol Ta. Rak Mushum Shekach Nisave. Kamvur Behem Shal Shoran Tav Shalam Abov. Maim Rad Mazokin Av Atayv Iskin Kasha. Shekavon Azu Ilumayin Lomekol Ta. It's explained by Arichus in Samachvav. In other places. That the Inyan of Dira Patateinim is the Inyan of Nisave. What does it mean Nisave? Atayv Av Atayv Rak Mishkin Kasha. What does that mean? In when we talk about Giluyim, and the Indian of Lukus, the way it's brought out in a certain Geder, everything has its certain Geder. Everything, let's say for example, a person, Ish Sichli, wants certain types of things. It has them to his Teva to being a Ish Sichli. A person which is a Ish of Ragesh, he's Nimshach towards other type of Inyan. Every single person is a Nimshach to certain Inyanim, it has them to his Teva, it has them to what his Geder is, what kind of person he is. Alteres Savis, the much higher Eifin, is Lamaila. You have in Yonah that Mitzad Seder Shtalshlos, Monsuch, Mitzad Seder Shtalshlos. You have in Yonah that even Mitzad Lamaila Mitzad Seder Shtalshlos. So Monsuch, it should be in a certain Eifin, Mitzad Lamaila Mitzad Seder Shtalshlos. Every Indian Alakus, even Lamaila Mitzad Seder Shtalshlos, has some Geder, Sof Kosof. Every, if we're talking about Giluy, has some Geder. In other words, when we talk about any existence, when we say something exists, we say, Adava Gashmi exists. Okay, so it exists. So what does it mean that it exists? You have to explain it, because it's Gashmi, so it takes up place. A Davaruchni exists. A Seichel. What does it mean that it exists? Because it's MS, because it could be proven. Everything, if you say something exists, you have to describe what exists. What it must be state that it exists. What is there that exists? You say, say the shtashlus is the ebishter, the way is shleimus, shleimus of all milus of asesfiris. That's what it means, lukus and say the shtashlus. Lamailum is say the shtashlus, the ebishter is blikvul, bligeder. Whatever it is, you're gonna have to say some description on what does it mean when you say the ebishter? What does it express itself? What does the lukus express itself in? Lamailum, because there's some geder, so there's always the reason why for the inyan of Bria Sa'ilam is gonna come, behesed to that geder. Listen to what Indian, what Madrega, what's Mansuch, what's that get? But at Musa is Barach, when we say the Ebishter exists, was versteht that he exists? That he exists. There's nothing, you can't bring it out in any way that he exists. That guy mentioned past says that even this that we say that the Ebishter exists is only to be Shailo that he doesn't exist. We don't even use the word existence, doesn't mean existence the same way we mean existence. When we say existence, we mean there's something that you could describe. But that's what's in this, there's nothing you could describe, so it's not even called existence. We say existence, it's a bishel, the chas v'shon, the hepech. But it's not existence in the way, in what we mean as existence. So Mele, Yezer, he has no gather whatsoever. So there's no inyan of time abriya. All the chasvarim that say time abriya, they're all talking in different madregis and alakus. Some are talking, say the shtashlos, some are talking, lemailim, say the shtashlos. But mitzad atzmusi is barach. It's not shaykh bechlal a why there should be bris ha'ilam because there's no gdarim. So what is it? Yeah, misave. It's an inyan which just has no shaykh as tata. That's what he wants. It's not an inyan but as any shaykh as the inyan of time. So when we say misave, because shvach this is the word to be the word of misave brings out that's not an inyan that's shaykh to tavan. It's going to give negate to the vayt to the hamshach of the sicha. So then there's the second inyan here. La'iz inyan misave who you do it. And the Shemichuv Matachas of Yisraelim will easily be able to detect it. But if we talk about what, that's if we talk about why. If we talk about what the Ebishter wants, we do know what the Ebishter wants. The Ebishter wants that there should be a Dira B'tachtein. He wants that Dafke in Tachtein, there should be a Bria. Okay, let's stop over here, because the next thing is...